Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about good timing for your projects. And next Friday, on October 29th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I cover what's up in the heavens, I want to mention that Peg Donahue and I are rescheduling 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business to next January. You can help us select the date and time to reschedule it. If you're interested in taking this course, then please go to my site and click on the 8 Keys survey to let us know your date and time preference for taking it. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link for the 8 Key Survey. Lastly, I want to alert you that my Honduras retreat has been postponed until next spring, March 19th through the 26th. I'll be giving a multi-day workshop on Roatan, one of the Bay Islands of Honduras, on how to prosper with the universe. I'll also be leading a spring equinox ceremony there. Plus, if you register before the end of November, you'll get a 30% discount on your room. So check this out now and get the discount. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link for Madeline in Honduras. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, today on October 22nd, we have a full moon. Now, what's coming to light at this full moon are endings, especially related to certain financial and relationship matters. This one occurs at 29 degrees Aries with a 29 degree Gemini ascendant. This is only one, in fact, it's the first one of 5 full moons that are occurring at 29 degrees, which is the last degree of a sign. We'll get these full moons, these 29 degree full moons, now through February 2011. And that suggests we have a number of endings that are occurring between now and then. This full moon shows the high probability of unexpected and entrenched debt issues. We might not realize how important some of these issues are, especially in terms of our financial health. This could include the value of the U.S. dollar, the treasury bond market, the junk bond market, and the stock markets. If you've not been paying a close attention to the U.S. dollar, I urge you to notice that the value of the U.S. dollar is in steep decline. We had a little bit of reprieve this week, but in general, it's headed down. Last week, I mentioned that the U.S. dollar declined by 7% in 6 weeks, which equals an annual rate of decline of 60% per year. Now, if the value of the dollar was reported like the value of the Dow, you'd see it all over the front pages of the news. This is why it's so important to buy gold now. And if you haven't already done so, now would be a good time to do it. You can learn how to do that by going to my site and clicking on the link to articles and then click the link for how to buy gold. This link is also in my What's Up in the Heavens for today. Now, this full moon could also show up big problems for insurance and investment companies as well as governments. And that may be because they're carrying too many bonds, especially U.S. Treasury bonds. If you own any bonds, make sure they're very short term, such as 3 to 6 months. Otherwise, it might be tough and you could lose money on them. Now, next, beginning this Sunday on October 24th and staying in range through October 30th, we have a set of cycles that is helpful for working with powerful people or companies and also for communicating with the masses. These cycles are the Sun, Mercury, and Venus sextile to Pluto. And leaders can also gain in power at this time or be helped by those who are more powerful. Now, during this time, there are opportunities for making money. Yay! which is shown by the cycle of Venus sextile Pluto. However, they're primarily for situations where you're rebidding an order or renewing a job. And it's unlikely you'll get these financial opportunities for something completely new since Venus is retrograde. But hey, give it a try if you have an opportunity. This particular cycle comes into range on October 27th, and it stays in range through November 6th. This cycle is also helpful to politicians raising last-minute money for their campaigns. And speaking of Venus, how are you doing with this Venus retrograde, which started on October 8th? This cycle will continue through November 18th, and you may be experiencing situations where sales are slow or money isn't changing hands as quickly as it did. This is a time when we rethink our values, including what items we purchase that have value for us, and how do we want to spend our money. We're likely to rethink our financial situations in general and our debts in particular. Along with that, this is a time when we rethink our relationships. If you're in any relationship, whether with a partner, friend, neighbor, coworker, vendor, that's dragging you down, then that relationship is also pushing money away from you. This is a time when we rethink whether we want to continue those relationships or end them. It's very common to hear about partners who decide to separate or divorce during Venus retrograde. You may also reconsider your membership in organizations. If the organization is not meeting your needs, you may decide to end your association with it. You may also restart a relationship you had with a past partner. Or you may suddenly hear from or run into a past lover whom you may not have seen in many years. This period gives you a chance to reconnect and reconsider if the relationship is viable now. And finally, during Venus retrograde, it's usually not a successful period to introduce new products and services. Generally, buyers believe that the price should be lower, or you may not have a clear idea of what value your product or service has to the customer. If you're about to introduce a new product or service, instead, do some market research to determine the true value to the customer. Otherwise, you could lose up to 40% of your sales if you introduce it during Venus retrograde. Next, we're also in a set of cycles that are strong for taking fortunate actions. But at the same time, we could also be led down the path of getting sick or being deceived. So this is a good time to pay attention. These cycles are Mars trine Jupiter and Uranus, while at the same time we have Mars square Neptune and Chiron. You're likely to find lots of potential projects popping out of the woodwork, and you may have plenty of enthusiasm for them. But before you go down that path, I encourage you to reconsider. Both Jupiter and Uranus are moving backwards or retrograde at this time, suggesting that you might love that project idea, but there's a lot that needs to be reconsidered before moving forward. With Mars square Neptune, there may not be enough energy or money to do it right now. Even taking on one more project could be too much, or there could be a lot of confusion about the terms of the deal. It's best to rethink your projects now and then push forward with them in the new year. I'll talk about timing for your projects this week right after the break. Now, all of these cycles are in range now, and they peak between this past Wednesday and today, and they stay strongly in range through October 28th. Now, lastly, let's just take a quick look at the November 2nd election. This election day has Sun sesquiquadrate Uranus, suggesting that the energies for disruption and change are in the air. The moon will also be opposed to Jupiter and Uranus, suggesting that the public is upset. However, Mercury will trine both Jupiter and Uranus, which could suggest that some portion of the public will support their current leaders. In general, there's a lot of energy for change that could be quite disruptive. You don't need an astrologer to tell you that the election is going to be very close in many states this year. Every vote will count, so be sure you vote, and vote early if you have an absentee ballot. Carefully choose the platform you're voting for, as there's a lot of misinformation out there. Do your best to vote for truthful and light-filled politicians. Now, for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week, your tip is this. Notice that we don't have any more dates with a good final result until October 28th and part of October 29th. Plus, we have green dollar days when it's better for getting more money or high growth on both of those dates as well. So if you have something really important to do, wait until those dates to do it. Also notice that the third quarter moon is on October 30th. So after October 28th and part of October 29th, it's best to begin new starts after the new moon on November 5th. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is in a box at the top right of the homepage, so get signed up today. Now, do you know that your projects can be more successful by using good timing with them? When I come back from this short break, I'll give you some tips for choosing the best dates to start your projects and for key milestones. I'll also discuss some timing factors for projects through the rest of this year. So stay tuned for success. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Many of us have tried diets, and honestly, a diet is just a tool. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can combine clinically tested Metafast weight loss products along with the support from a Take Shape for Life certified health coach. You can watch life happen being overweight, or you can make life happen. The Take Shape for Life program gives you the tools and support to live a healthy life and reach your weight loss goals. Talk to a health coach. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Did you know that you can increase your prosperity by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2011 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day, when to act, and when to wait. This color-coded guide provides the time codes for success for all your important activities. Her Good Timing newsletters provide insights into the economy and how to best work with the cycles. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney both used astrological cycles to become highly successful and prosperous. Now you can too. To order the 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters, call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's toll-free 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Start prospering with the 2011 Good Timing Guide.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about how you can use good timing to be much more successful with your project. And after that, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first of all, we all have projects we do, whether they're for ourselves or our work, and it doesn't matter what kind of project it is. We all want them to end successfully. So here's the first tip. Choose a day to start your project on a day with a good final result. Now, what does that mean, and how could you know when we have a good final result? Astrologically, we can tell how something will turn out by the last aspect or cycle that the moon makes when it's in any sign. So I'm not talking about the last aspect the moon makes in a day, but for the sign that it's in. And if the moon makes a good aspect when it gets to the last aspect in that sign, you'll have a good final result for your project. And if it makes a challenging last aspect in its sign, then your final results will not meet your expectations. Sometimes it doesn't meet it by a little, and sometimes by a lot. It just depends on how challenging that last aspect or cycle is. Now, this gets pretty complicated, and I know most of you don't want to learn astrology. So if you have my good timing guide, all you have to do is look at the top line for any day, the finish line flag. If it's green, then you've got a good final result. And if it's yellow, you've got a final result that won't meet your expectations. Orange, whatever you're doing will probably not come together the way you're expecting it to. And if it's red, that means there's a timeout and nothing is going to come of that project, so don't do it then. Now that you know you can easily find the final result of any new project, I bet you're wondering how you know when a project starts. And that's a very good question. In astrology, a project or any new start has a very specific requirement. It doesn't count as a new start or a new project until you do something that has a consequence to it. In other words, there has to be a point of finality or a point of commitment. There must be an action that you take, which essentially means you can't take it back without a consequence. And that is what starts a new project in astrology. So, of course, if you're just brainstorming your idea with someone, you're not actually starting anything in this sense because you don't have a consequence. So here are some examples of when you can't take something back. New starts often begin when you sign or mail a contract, start a job, or approve a budget for a new project. It varies greatly depending on the nature of your work. It can include an offer to hire someone, starting legal action, mailing a promotional piece, starting a sale, placing an order, or purchasing something. It also includes situations such as launching a website or introducing a new product. Now, let's suppose you want to hire a contractor to do some remodeling on your home. The date you sign the contract with the contractor will show how well the remodeling job will turn out. And if you had a chart for that date and time, you could even see how well you and the contractor would work together. If he would keep the project within budget and a lot more. So do you get the idea? Something consequential has to happen in order for a new start to begin. And generally, there's also an exchange of money. Now, there can be other factors that you need to consider in addition to the final result. If you mail promotional materials during Mercury retrograde, even if it has a good final result, the results will be very delayed, so you might not even notice them for a long time. In general, when you're handling projects, it's best to consider Mercury retrograde periods as times when there will be delays, changes, and fixes done. It's important to plan these in your project schedule. Now, let's just get real. There's more to a project than just the final result. Every project has multiple stages that occur before it's complete. And most projects require some initiative and action, plus communications with others in some format. There may also be other people involved, and this usually means there are negotiations and relationships to consider, too. And normally, there are financial considerations as well. So although the final result of the project is important, it's not the only consideration. The final result doesn't actually tell you how the project itself goes, whether it's smooth sailing or rough seas. It just tells you how it all turns out in the end. But astrology can tell you some other things about how well your project will get through the various hurdles that we encounter along the way. So first of all, I want to mention the phase of the moon. Now, this gives us important clues about when it's time to move forward with new starts. Remember, we're defining a new start as an action that has a consequence or point of commitment that can't be undone easily. So in addition to choosing a good final result, it's best to start new projects between the new and full moon. This is because the moon is increasing in light. And likewise, it's easy for the energy of the project to also increase. Now, on the day of the new moon, it's actually still a dark moon. So it's best to wait a day or two after the new moon to start things. When you can actually see that tiny crescent moon in the sky, then you know for sure that the moon is increasing in light. Now, roughly about 2 weeks after the new moon, we get a full moon. And if you're in a sales position, listen up. Most important decisions get made within a few days of the full moon, plus or minus 2 days usually. This is because the full moon is when everything comes to light. All the facts are in, so to speak, and we can see what we need to know in order to make that decision. For salespeople, if you have a pending sale when the full moon is approaching, that's the time to revisit prospects. Answer questions. Give them more information so that they're more likely to choose your product or service. A full moon is also perfect for being seen or noticed. So if you want to introduce a hot product that you want it to take off quickly, depending on the final result code, it can be excellent to introduce it at or close to the full moon. Now, a couple of days after the full moon and before the last quarter or third quarter moon, we get a time when it's perfect for distributing both knowledge and product. That's an ideal time to be exhibiting in a trade show, giving a seminar, workshop, teaching a class, or a teleclass, and releasing your wares or services to the world via ads or publicity. Now, once we get to the last quarter or third quarter moon, and it's noted both ways on calendars, once we get to that last quarter moon, though, it's time to stop and think about what went well and what you want to change. It's not a good time to start anything new because the structures are not yet in place to support a new start. So wait until after the new moon to start new projects. Now, of course, there are other factors, too, that impact projects. Right now, we're in Venus retrograde through November 18th, so a lot of contracts, finances, and even relationships are being reconsidered. This can wreak havoc on your projects because there are often delays introduced that you cannot prevent. And after this is over, we'll have Mercury retrograde from December 10th through December 29th. So there will be even more delays and more changes and fixes to make. Now, if you're in the middle of a project, just know that things will get better in January, beginning around January 10th. And if you're considering starting a project, now is a better time to do the research and planning. Then wait until at least January 10th to start it. Now, if your project involves signing a contract, you'll want that relationship to go well and have everyone on the same page for meeting the responsibilities of the contract. In the Good Timing Guide, I show a contract code with a handshake symbol. And when it's green and there's a good final result, that's a good time to sign a contract. Now, in the Good Timing Guide, I also show a communications code. When it's green, this indicates that communications, transactions, computers, and transportation are flowing easily. And when this code is yellow, blue, or red, there are challenges in those areas. In addition, my Good Timing Guide shows when there's good financial or high growth date with a green dollar on those dates. Simple and easy. And the new starter running man line will tell you how easy or challenging it will be for physical or manufacturing activities, promotions, or how easy it will be for you to get that new start going. And lastly, if you have a very important contract to sign or a major new start that involves a lot of money, it's best to get a custom timing done by an astrologer, such as myself. That's because there are other considerations that cannot be seen by my very simple good timing guide, and even very good days often have bad financial time. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our AQ's prosperity training, and this week your tip is this. The universe has a plan for each day. You can be much more prosperous when you use it. My good timing guide can help you understand that plan easily. But today's good timing guide is free on my homepage at askmadeline.com. So take advantage of that. And when you're ready, get yourself a good timing guide so you can know what time it really is. Now, next Friday on October 29th, after I tell you what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. While you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. You can also call us toll-free to arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Did you know that you can increase your prosperity by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2011 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day, when to act, and when to wait. This color-coded guide provides the time codes for success for all your important activities. Her Good Timing newsletters provide insights into the economy and how to best work with the cycles. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney both used astrological cycles to become highly successful and prosperous. Now you can too. To order the 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters, call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's toll-free 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Start prospering with the 2011 Good Timing Guide.
Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn located in Lacana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.